Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Nick, what a wild ride we've been through, man. Okay, you get into the play-in tournament, and then all of a sudden we are watching Zion. After this team played in El Lazio second quarter, Zion takes over. And to me, he's playing the best basketball game we've ever seen him play in. In a Pelicans uniform, buzzard luck, the hamstring injury. And so you had a team that you had some difficulties matching up against the Lakers. It didn't go right at the end. Again, the Lakers took over late. But now you go up against a Sacramento team that you 5-0 against this year. And you've beaten them. You beat them one time by over 30 points, and Zion didn't play. But what a crazy, series of events.
All I thought about, guys, as I was watching the game the other night, especially at the end of the game, I was thinking about the conversations we've been having over the last month. Because truly, I agree with you. I've followed Zion since he was a Duke. I've tried to follow him from a distance as he attempted to stay on the floor. That was absolutely the best game I've ever seen him play. It was like he finally had everything click in, and he went, now's the time, and I'm going to carry this team across the finish line, past the Lakers, and into the postseason. And sadly, we know what happened, but on a broader note to start at least, this is why the league just doesn't trust that Zion can be the guy. Because just when you think that he's ready to turn the corner and that everything is going to finally fall in his favor and feel good for the Pelicans, something always happens. It's like our brains have been conditioned to believe that it just can't be this great all the time. And you feel bad for him on a personal level, but this is the business of pro sports. So the Zion conversation aside, the issue for the Pelicans is they had that game. And if he stays on the floor and he makes a couple buckets and he doesn't get injured, we are having a completely different conversation. Correct. What worries me, guys, going into tomorrow now is, we've been talking about the Kings and the Pelicans, I feel like, for a few weeks at this point, and the dominance that they've had. The Kings had one of the biggest wins they've had in their franchise's history in the last 15 years, knocking out the Warriors, finally knocking out Steph, getting to this point, I feel like they have a ton of momentum on top of the fact that they're playing against a team that they know their star isn't going to be there. So you can't feel great if you're New Orleans, but as you put it, Mike, I mean, this is a moment where you say, hey, we've done it before, certainly, against Sacramento. We've done it without Zion. We can do it again, but the three of us know to beat a team six times. I mean, to beat it four times is pretty crazy. To beat a team five times, you never really see. Six times, that is a real, real big ask. But you really feel good if you're New Orleans because you've done it so many times before.
Nick, do you really trust the Kings? You know, Charlie and I were talking about this. Okay, they had a four-point lead at halftime against the Warriors. It should have been 14. They shooting wild shots all over. Now, every once in a while, they play defense. In the third and fourth quarter, they were, it was money. Everything they shot went in.
Keegan Murray had like a career night.
I mean, that was unreal for him. But this team with Sacramento, and they're talented. There's no question about it. And they can put the ball in the hoop when they get hot. But they so schizophrenic about, one, playing defense, almost allergic to it. And then secondly, when they get a lead, man, they jacking up everything from all over the court. And so that's what gives me a little bit of hope that this Pelicans team has a shot here. But, man, they're going to need a lot of help, a lot more help than what they got from C.J. McCollum, who had really been a big part of that success down the stretch. And they need Brandon Ingram out on the court, you know, making buckets. He can't be sitting on the bench watching.
Nick, before you give this response, I want to actually get your thoughts on Brandon Ingram because, I mean, it's been kind of highlighted a little bit. Like, there's been a microscope on how he reacted to getting benched in that game. He did not play well against the Lakers. Nobody's going to argue that. I think there was actually the right decision by Willie Green. But when the Pelicans were making that fourth quarter comeback and he was sitting on the bench, a lot of the team was getting fired up for Zion and Jose and the team. Like, the guys were making the shots and they were making that comeback. And Brandon was just kind of sulking on the bench. I didn't really – like, his body language was a little bit concerning, especially because now you have to call upon him to lead this team to a win against the Sacramento team, which, as you said, is really hot entering the game.
Well, let's start with Ingram because I think it's a point that's well taken. If you're Ingram and you have made it to this point and you've been in New Orleans now a little bit and you've got the salary that you're making, this is when you show that you're a pro's pro in this moment because he didn't play very well. He played 25 minutes. We saw what happened down the stretch. This is where you have to forget all that stuff. And I am sure Willie Green's having that conversation with him leading into this game. Hey, look, it's over. You have to be the guy, and you have to show a lot more than what you've shown, certainly in that game against the Lakers. Guys, the other key on top of Ingram and the talent that we know he has, C.J. McCollum can't go 4-for-15.
No.
I mean, the fact that New Orleans was in that game shows how great Zion was playing, but C.J. McCollum has been so good, and to just no-show like that, you can't have that if you really want to go to the postseason. So, always in these games, and again, we've hit on this over the course of the last few weeks, your stars have to show up. You can talk about any different role player you want, and sometimes, I mean, Keegan Murray is a perfect example in Sacramento. You know, he had a great game. Okay, great. But your stars have to be the ones to set the tone and lead the way and win. Those two guys have the most pressure on them in New Orleans. Now, as far as do I trust Sacramento, the answer would be no. You can't trust Sacramento because Sacramento will show you and has shown you, certainly over the course of the last couple of years, when they're running well, okay, great. And De'Aaron Fox is playing well and we get contributions from different guys that we've seen. We saw that the other night. Great. Okay. But do you really believe that they're going to play defense at a high level throughout a game? That was the most surprising part to me about that Golden State game, guys. Is in the second half, the Warriors just fell completely apart, and the Kings were hitting shots. You can bank on, though, in most games, because we've seen it the last few seasons, Sacramento's going to give you a chance to get back in it. So even if that game starts out and Sacramento is running off the momentum they built after that win, their defense is not very good. It hasn't been very good. So you're always going to give yourself a chance. The question is, do you have the offensive firepower that you're going to need. Pelicans showed it at various points in the regular season, but as we all know, the intensity will be different in that game. And when you can't turn to Zion and say, bail us out, well, Ingram and McCollum better be there. And if they are there, they should be able to find a way to win one more time.
Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. When you look at the matchups here, and we brought this up before the Pelicans played the Lakers, that, you know, it wasn't a great matchup, but, you know, the Pelicans hung in there. And they got a lot of conspiracy theory people. Oh, watch what happens. The Lakers are gonna lay down. they don't want to play Denver. They're not gonna, you know, they're gonna throw this game. Come on, that's not gonna happen in that spot. Both of them trying to get in.
Nick, you watched that game on Tuesday. Anyone that may have kind of suggested that they would be ducking the Nuggets to try and get that matchup, matchup.
But how many people we had on that text line say the exact same thing about that?
Doesn't happen.
But now, man, it's if you don't win, you go home, and you stay in there for quite some time. You're going to get great effort from both teams. Now, again, the shooting part, and we brought up about CJ that he had been so good down the stretch, and yet it didn't happen. I think, for me, Trey Murphy has to be the key guy here as now a starter. He's got to be that guy. And he put up a couple of moonshots. I mean, that ball was way skied up there that went in. He can't just get hot late. He's got to be from early on. And Trey has played much better as a starter than coming off the bench.
I agree. I think it is very valid as you start to break down what's going on. But, guys, the reason I would still feel confident, if you're a Pelicans fan – and you've watched how the team has been built the last couple of years, is when they need it, there are defensive stops that team can make. And they have shown it at times. But when you play against a team like Sacramento, that just loves to get up and down the floor, if you set a defensive tone early, and I know there's so much talk. I saw the tweets from New Orleans. Oh, there's still tickets to the game. There's playing fatigue in New Orleans. Look, I've been there. I was there a few years ago covering that series in New Orleans when they played the Warriors. That building, Old Smoothie King, can get loud. People are into it. I think this is a moment for that New Orleans fan base to show up. So on top of Murphy and on top of Ingram and McCollum being able to set the tone offensively, those are all keys. But in the biggest of postseason games, and certainly this is it, the true winner-go-home game now, you need everybody to show up and just be loud the whole time. And for a young team like Sacramento that does not like to play defense, if you knock them in the mouth early and you start hitting shots early, I think that's the type of performance that can propel you, especially when everybody knows they're going to have to pick up more slack without Zion on the floor.
And defense, I think, is a really good point, Nick. And I'm going to go to a specific matchup that the Kings have struggled. I mean, going 0-5 is one thing. They were asking De'Aaron Fox about it postgame. He said that they need to get over that hump. But De'Aaron Fox needs to get over his own personal hump against the Pelicans' wing defensive players because he just hasn't done it this year. And I think we would both agree that maybe Domas Sabonis is, you know, the better player potentially. But if you're talking about the leader of that team, it's De'Aaron Fox. He is a stud, a superstar-level player for that team at point guard. Now, I do hold a little bit of grudge against him because, you know, he had three possessions late against that Suns team in the second-to-last game of the season that could have booked the Pelicans at six seed.
Charlie didn't score once. You got to get over that, Charlie.
He was the clutch player of the year last year, and he couldn't score once in three different possessions. So, I mean, you know, Nick, I'm still a little bit of upset that they didn't get that six seed. But moving on from that, De'Aaron Fox against the Pelicans this year in five games, believe it or not, has a plus-minus of minus 85. And if you'll remember, Nick, there was one matchup against the Pels. I think it was actually the game that they played without Zion, where Herb Jones just locked him down. He had 3 points in that game. So, I mean, De'Aaron Fox is a great player. He's kind of the highlighted player that you look at on the Sacramento Kings squad alongside someone like Domantas Sabonis. But the Pelicans have really done a great job against him this year. Give me your thoughts on that matchup.
I think it is a fantastic point, because when you see De'Aaron Fox on that team, he is the head of the snake.
Yep.
He is the guy that sets the tone offensively. He's the guy that gets the rest of that group going. He's the guy that Mike Brown has a ton of confidence in to keep everybody in motion. We've talked about several different keys for the Pelicans, but Charlie, I think that one is crucial. When you have Herb Jones, and I know that's not a name that a lot of people nationally still pay that much attention to, although they should, but I know the good people in New Orleans know how well he can play, especially on the defensive end. If Herb Jones has that type of performance against De'Aaron Fox, that's it. Like, that is it. They have other weapons, sure, but I'm not expecting Keegan Murray to have the same sort of game that he had the other night. I'm not expecting C.J. McCollum to shoot as poorly from the field as he did. You have to play the averages, and the averages tell you that New Orleans just has this team's number. So on top of what they can do on the offensive end, if Herb Jones is able to set that kind of tone against Fox, the Kings aren't going to be able to turn around and find that many other options. And that's the key, I think, to me, especially early in this one. If you're trying to find ways to get your team a little extra motivation, and Willie Green is trying to find a way to get these guys out of the mental rut of losing Zion, at least for a while, certainly in this matchup, you have got to find other guys to stand up and to take charge. And I think Herb can be one of those guys, and I think that team believes in him. And when you have a guy who can play defense at the level that he can, that has the ability to get everybody else fired up, and that has the ability to get your team the edge when they need it, especially early in a really big game.
Nick, thanks so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it. Always have great insights, and hopefully we still basketball breathing here with
Nick,
Pels
how about
next week.
You know, and I hate to say this, because I was talking with one of the Pelicans reporters back on, I think, Tuesday, previewing the game against the Lakers. I was just like, hopefully we can be talking about their first-round matchup against the Nuggets. And that sounds crazy to say. I just want to be back in the postseason, Nick. I want to be back in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be talking to you next week.
Yeah, whatever happens in
the
postseason, but you got to
get there.
Because 49 wins, and to have it sort of be settled Friday and you're not in,
oof,
man,
that'd be rough.
That's a kick in below the equator. Thanks so much, Nick. We appreciate it, buddy.
Always, guys. Always enjoy talking to you.
All right.
Thanks, Nick.
That was Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.